Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Hi, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. Having a baby can be an exciting time for a couple, but it can also leave you worried and stressed out about your finances. Since I'm not a parent, I asked a special guest to share her sage advice in today's episode. It's Cheryl Butler, the host of the Mighty Mommy Podcast. She'll give you 7 financial tips to plan for a new family member so you'll be as prepared as possible.
Thanks, Laura. Starting a family is one of the most exciting and important decisions a couple will ever make. There is so much to consider. What will the sex be? Can you decide on a name you both like? How will you decorate the nursery? Who will stay home with the baby? And perhaps the most overwhelming question, how are you going to pay for all that comes with this bundle of joy? Take a breath and relax. I've been down this path 8 times. Don't worry, you don't have to be extreme like I was. And believe it or not, once you take the time to figure out what expenses go hand in hand with a new baby, you'll be able to plan your life and your budget much more efficiently. According to the Department of Agriculture's latest estimates, raising a child to age 17 in the United States costs about $235,000. This figure includes just the basics like food, housing, transportation, and childcare. Add college into the mix and the cost of a child can run much higher. Here are some key expenses to keep in mind before and after the stork arrives. Number 1, maternity leave. You will need to consider how you'll manage on one income during maternity leave and a possibly reduced income during the pregnancy. This will, of course, depend on your employer's maternity benefits options. Number 2, work versus staying at home. Who will care for your new baby is a very personal decision between you and your partner. If you are contemplating one parent staying at home and possible future children, you need to determine what your expenses are ahead of time so you can see if your growing family can manage on just one income. Number 3, health and life insurance. The most immediate issue when you're thinking of adding a new member to your family is how much of the associated cost will be covered by your health insurance. Be sure to consider co-pays for both well and sick visits, as well as deductibles, and certainly what any out-of-pocket expenses will be for the prenatal care and delivery. In addition, don't forget about life insurance. If something happens to you or your significant other, life insurance can help your surviving family cover the bills, including child-rearing expenses and college costs. Number 4, nursery items and paraphernalia. Babies do not come with instruction manuals, and they also don't come equipped with all the items you'll need to take care for them. A typical nursery consists of a crib, changing table, cradle, dresser and bureau, rocking chair, and even a bookcase and a toy chest. Then there are big-ticket items such as car seats, high chairs, and strollers. Keep in mind that most expectant moms have baby showers thrown in their honor, which can help defray the costs of these necessities. But if you don't receive all your items as gifts, you can either shop the sales or check out great finds at consignment stores, yard sales, and even on eBay and Craigslist.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Number 5, miscellaneous items. The popular website babycenter.com estimates that disposable diapers for a newborn will cost $72 every month. The same website estimates that using a diaper service would cost $76, and washing your own cloth diapers would cost $19. Food for a newborn varies depending on whether you breastfeed or formula feed. If you breastfeed exclusively, the cost is virtually nothing. The Breastfeeding Center of Ann Arbor website advises that formula feeding a newborn for the first month will cost between $49.50 and $99, depending on how much the baby eats and the formula you choose, and that does not include the cost of bottles. Medicine will cost approximately $23 per month, toiletries will approximately cost you $21, and many parents spend as much as $35 per month on toys and books. So if you're having a new baby, you should expect to spend anywhere from $148 to $255 per month at the outset. And of course, more as your baby grows and his needs change. Number 6, daycare. If you plan to place your child into daycare, you need to calculate the cost of that service into your budget. According to WebMD, average daycare costs are approximately $1,200 per month. Perhaps hiring a nanny is more your style. And more companies are now offering in-house daycare centers so parents can visit their kids at lunch and break times. Be sure and check with your pediatrician and other mom friends to get recommendations so that you can compare settings and cost. And number 7, college. Most parents dream of sending their children to college, and in my case, that's 8 tuitions. But it's a priority for our family, so we have made sacrifices to make this happen. Paying for college has dictated the size of the home we live in, the vacations we take, and even the food we eat. You wouldn't believe the things I can do with macaroni and cheese. It's never too early to start thinking about a savings plan for college. Having a child is one of the happiest, most exciting, and most stressful time of a couple's life. The list I just reviewed is a guideline of what new parents can expect financially. But the overwhelming love and joy you're going to feel when you hold your baby for the first time, that is absolutely priceless.
Cheryl, thanks for sharing those great financial tips for starting a family. For more practical parenting tips, be sure to subscribe to the Mighty Mommy podcast at quickanddirtytips.com or iTunes. For more money tips, don't miss the free Money Girl newsletter, the Money Girl Facebook page, or following me on Twitter, where my username is at Laura Adams. It's LauraAdams with no space. To read a transcript of this show, which is episode number 282, called Family Financials, What to Expect When You're Expecting, just go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. We always post the full show notes there and give you additional resources. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.